TTF 256 TTF 256 TTF 256 TTF 256. Throw the flag podcast on 256today.com. Oh, they're going to force us to talk about basketball.
Hooey doggy, it's March and I'm mad.
And by them,
can you believe the seeding?
The universe. We've done a lot about football when it's not football season.
It's not.
Braves just got rid of they basically got rid of Freddie Freeman.
They signed his replacement before getting rid of Freddie Freeman. That's going to make for a real crowded clubhouse this year on Who's Atlanta and Who?
A first baseman can play outfield, right?
No. Those court structures are harder than people think.
I guess.
Jose's on a vacation far away.
Ooh, we did get, I just got that, one of my favorite songs too. I don't understand anything about basketball anymore.
I don't want to use your love,
The seedings came out, yes, oh boy.
Yeah, here's the thing about basketball. It used to be, without question, my favorite sport.
Mine too.
Yes. No questions asked. I still get goosebumps every time I think about it was Iverson's, probably might have been his last year, so probably his sophomore year, coming home and just seeing the dunk on the baseline in that Georgetown uniform and thinking this is as good as it gets. One of my best sports memories is like, I guess it was prom time because that's when people would go to the prom, and I had an older cousin that lived with us, and he used an even older cousin's car to go to the prom. And so Tony, my cousin's just hanging out at the house, and we're just watching the tournament. It is one of the greatest days of my life. I don't know why. I mean, it's not like I didn't live in poverty and I wasn't beaten or anything like that. So I had plenty of good memories, but something about that one in particular sticks out because I was the perfect age. Like Jerry Stackhouse was playing, like it was that kind of, it was that time. Like, man, I loved this game, and I don't know what happened. So I'm going to make a bold statement right now. Ban the three-pointer. Get it out of here. I want it out, and I want it done.
Ban free throws.
Get them out. Only dunks. Dunks and blocks are the only thing that count.
And every team has to have one Juwanna man.
One.
At least one Juwanna man.
One Juwanna man. Man, like, I love those the Alabama basketball teams. Gary Waters. And did we do this last time?
Yeah, we did.
Was that in real life?
We did.
We did this. Okay. I won't go down that path again. I really did love
it. It is tough to get back to basketball.
It really is.
I mean, my heyday for basketball was probably right before was it a lockout or a strike in, like, 95, like right after the
it lockout. Was a lockout,
and you know, I mean, I just never got back to it. You know, for me, it's, you know, I have the 2 3-peats with the Bulls, and somewhere in between there, the Rockets won a couple, and then the Spurs apparently won 5 million games.
Yes, they won every odd numbered year for a stretch. Could never win back to back, but every other year, Spurs got you. Basketball may have that analogy or be analogous to Saturday Night Live. When you're 14 years old, it's the greatest thing you've ever seen. And it will never be greater than when you're 14. Like, I can honestly say I enjoy football just as much now as I did when I was a kid. Like, there is no fall off. There's no difference.
No.
But maybe it's because football, you're... to borrow a phrase from, I think, Seinfeld, right? You're just rooting for the laundry.
Yeah.
Because you can't see anybody's face.
Like, yeah.
You know. And there's more people. Well, the basketball team, you could learn 12 guys' names.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I could tell you at any point in my life, I could have told you all 12 guys who sat on who were the Bulls teams, like 100%. All the bench players. And you can see faces, and the NBA and college basketball, to a lesser degree, marketed stars to us.
Well, it's really weird is that it was always easier for me to like college football more than the NFL. And it was always easier to like the NBA than it was for college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, if we started parsing it out, I did like the NBA more than college basketball. But there was a time where I loved college basketball.
Yeah.
Again, same time period, a couple years before, but when the SEC tournament would be on, you'd get off the bus. And because schedules weren't ubiquitous like they are now, this is the second TV Guide discussion I have been in today. But if you didn't watch the TV Guide and know exactly when things were coming on, you just get home, you turn on the television, and holy smokes, that's not Oprah Winfrey, that's Jefferson Sports, or Jefferson Pilot Sports, and that's Alabama playing Kentucky, and yes, Martinez is somehow still at Kentucky.
Well, I think, you know, as far as the North Alabama interest in the field of 64, or is it 68 or 72? I don't even know anymore.
There's so many.
It's really
so many that more than it needs to be.
It's really Alabama and Auburn. Alabama and Auburn are both somewhat okay in basketball. Auburn, of course, is a lot better. Alabama, it depends on which team takes the field, because they beat Gonzaga and Baylor. They also lost to Georgia and Murray's Institute of Tools. I guess it depends on which Alabama team takes the court against either Notre Dame or Rutgers. Do you think Alabama goes anywhere in this tournament?
I do. I actually think they do, because that's what they would do. It is the helter-skelter Alabama basketball.
Alabama basketball is Auburn football.
It really is. Every year, my uncle and I will share a text somewhere in about the ninth game of the season when Alabama's 9-1, having, you know, won some preseason tournament. They will have beaten Chaminade in the Chaminade Invitational. And every year we text each other, I'm not falling for it this year.
I try every year. I remember Avery Johnson's first year. I almost said Steve Avery. That's the missing piece to Alabama basketball. It's getting 1990s.
92 Rookie of the Year.
Steve Avery to coach... Some round ball, baby.
To throw some heat. Yeah. So do you think Alabama got overseeded?
Yeah. They're not a good team this year. I think they lost it.
I think so, too. Do you think it's an advantage or a huge... So to compensate for the overseededness, we won't tell you who you're playing yet. How about that? That's the deal we'll make with you. We won't tell you who you're playing.
I genuinely think Notre Dame's going to win, and then they'll beat Alabama. And then
that's impossible. Cooler than Luke, impossible.
Only if Manti Te'o takes the court. Across the state, there's a little bit more hope, a little bit more confidence, a little bit more looking forward. Auburn is a number two seed. And, you know, we were talking before we hit record. Is that with all respect to Joseph Gordon-Levitt, what is his... Hit record, okay? Just hit record, okay? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not a clue. Have not thought of George, whatever that name is.
Joseph?
Okay. Joseph
Put
Gordon
some
Levitt.
Respect on JGL's name, okay?
See, I knew that was coming because that's how you internet guys love to do. Everybody's initialized.
Joseph Gordon Levitt? You think I got time for six syllables?
Let's cut that in half. I haven't thought of him since Third Rock from the Sun got canceled.
You're crazy.
And that was the end of my time with JTG or whatever you just called him.
I don't know, he does something stupid on Twitter. His Twitter handle's like hit record, that's what it is. And it's basically just aiming to get I don't know, stupid things crowdsourced so he doesn't have to do anything. Auburn basketball, two seed.
I mean, 27-5.
It seems that's like a million years
not
ago.
Not a bad record.
But in 2019?
Field 18, maybe? We're talking the Fishback years?
Talking when Auburn lost to Virginia during the double dribble game. In the
Final Four. Yeah. Like, that is the, like, Auburn, all of their good basketball periods run together on me.
Yeah.
You could, I don't know if Chris Porter played there on that team, or did he play on a team 6 years prior to that team?
I would, if you were to ask me, I'd tell you Chris Porter played 30 years ago.
Or right now.
I think he was with Chuck Person.
The Rifleman? You're talking about the Rifleman?
You know, we were talking before we hit record.
All thanks to JGL.
What would success look like? Because my gut reaction is, if you don't beat what you did 3 years ago, and that means going to the championship game.
Oof, my goof. So, all right. So for, I mean, at 27-5, number one ranked at a time this year, really having the fan base, having really sunk their teeth into this, Bruce Pearl, everything everybody wants, I think they're going to be incredibly disappointed less than the Final Four. That is the break even. And I always am confused by that, because that's a basketball thing that I don't understand. Who gives a shit about the Final Four? Is that just because it has a name? I don't know. But it clearly means something. Like, you hang a banner for the Final Four.
Yeah, I've never understood that. I understand why, like, you know, on ESPN, they're running through, you know, all the seedings and stuff. And, you know, they're saying the fifth seed is the highest seed to never win a championship. And the Delaware is 0-5 in the NCAA tournament. And they have all these stats, but, like, I don't think anybody's saying, like, you know, UConn leads the league in all final Elite Eight appearances.
Yes, and like, Kentucky, there's a distinction between the Final Four and everything else. Like, I was watching, I caught the tail end of the Fab Five 30 for 30, mm-hmm. and they're like, they took our banners down. I'm like, wait a minute, you didn't... Oh, yeah, they hung Final Four banners.
And it's weird.
That's the thing you do.
Because you don't get a banner for playing in the championship game.
Mm-mm. It is better to lose in the Final Four...
Than to win
the... Than it is to lose in the championship
game. To never have loved at all.
But, yeah, I think they've got to get to the Final Four for this whole thing to feel like success to them. They damn well better get further than Alabama, or it will be, the internet will be set on fire.
So this kind of, I completely agree with you, of course, this kind of leads me, this is leading us down a path here, because if Auburn has to get to the Final Four, and I don't think anybody's going to disagree with us on that. I don't think any Auburn fan will be satisfied with only
one. We got to the Elite Eight. I feel good about it. We made it to St. Louis or whatever.
I mean, they lost their minds. Auburn fans lost their minds, understandably so, during that Virginia game 2-3 years ago when they did lose in the Final Four. Have they reached a level of Alabama football where...
The expectations are ridiculous.
Like, we're not, they're not at the point where Alabama fans this year, if they're anything like you and me, we didn't beat Georgia. That sucks.
Yeah, tough shit.
I wanted to.
I go to sleep on a lot of other championships.
Like, I wanted to.
But... I walked past a lot of Daniel Moore prints of championship games on my way to my bed. I can let this one go.
So, I don't think they're there yet, but they are at the point where, you know, if you don't go, you know, if you go 10-2 in football, that's an unmitigated failure for Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now,
well, I think Auburn. we have to analyze the psyche of either, and I don't want this to come off as Alabama homerism, so I'm going to throw the other side in there too. If you are a fan, a true fan of Alabama basketball or Auburn basketball, you are a different kind of cat.
Yeah.
Like, you're a different type of person. Like, because you know that you're swimming upstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know that your program will always be second best. And quite frankly, if you are a hardcore fan of basketball at any SEC school other than Kentucky, then you're already just a different type of person. And so part of your identity is wrapped up in this. I think that's why they seem so crazy to us. Because I can root for Alabama, and when they lose when they inevitably lose to Glenn Robinson with a very good team, I'm like, sucks, but whatever.
I would say Auburn fans, there are more Auburn fans, Auburn basketball fans than there are Alabama basketball fans.
Well, hell, I would hope so, but I would tell you the inverse existed when Tommy Tuberville was putting a new finger in you. Like, you go pick something else. This thing over here ain't working, so I got to go pick this other thing. And, you know, Bruce Pearl has done the thing that no one should do to Auburn, and that's give them hope. God. Those people deserve better than that. Don't hype them up, man, if you can't deliver. And in his history, Bruce Pearl has yet to deliver, but they're on the precipice, they feel. But this fucking tournament, I don't know. It really rarely ever seems that the best team wins. So, and look, I'm out of my depth here. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know what the shit I'm talking about. I could give you the platitudes. Hey, man, senior guard play is very important in this tournament. Having somebody in the low post who can be a rim protector, very important. I don't know.
3 second violation, right?
I filled out a bracket today, and I couldn't tell you who. I think I somehow wind up picking Villanova to win the whole thing. I don't know why, because I don't know anything about this. But I do know that if Auburn does not get to the Final Four, they are going to be so crestfallen. And I'm going to lap up those tears, but they are going to be hurt.
Is there a way where that does save some face? Like, what if they lose in the Elite Eight to, I don't even know if this is a possibility, I don't have a bracket in front of me, but what if they lose to Duke
in Krzyzewski's
final year?
So, no, I think that's even worse. I think the country has decided we want to see Duke be embarrassed. So Auburn has the unenviable task, in my opinion, of having a first-round matchup that on paper, whatever, like, you know, they're better than the team they're playing. However, they are playing Jacksonville State, and ooh, baby, will that suck to lose. Ooh, baby, will that suck. So that sucks. So they've got the worst of, I think they're in the worst case scenario, because if they beat Jacksonville State, they either play Miami or USC.
They'll beat Jacksonville State.
Okay, sure. Person that's never watched this tournament.
I don't even know what sport this is.
I think Duke lost as a 2 seed like 2 years ago or something. So like, it's crazy things happen now. But then they would get the winner of Miami or USC again. Very tough to stomach that loss.
Yes.
If they get there, they're going to get either one of these four. LSU, Iowa State, Wisconsin, or Colgate. They're going to get one of them. So anything less, so that already gets you to the Elite Eight. So anything less than the Elite Eight is an unmitigated disaster.
Agreed. They've got a pretty good path there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's Clemson in the ACC.
On their side, the best team that they will play, or let me say this, the most notable team that they could play would be Kansas. Because the other, you know, high seeds are Iowa and Providence, who's having a good year, who has not been good since PlayStation 1. Mm-hmm. And so anything outside of that, that is a pretty big disaster.
So what happens? What happens to the program if there is a disaster? Is this a blip, or do they even start talking about firing Bruce Pearl?
This is the thing about being a football power with a basketball team that is doing well. It only matters to the people. Like, doesn't matter at all to anything else. Only matters to the fans. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
There's no, it does not matter nationally. It does not affect the bottom line. It is strictly just the people who are going to be hurt by this. And a very loud minority of people who will only be made to feel worse by the fact that their pain does not matter at all in the grand scheme of things. Like, if Auburn football is doing poorly, the whole Auburn family can rally around that and feel it. If Auburn basketball is doing poorly, it's as if your gerbil died and the adults in the family do not give a shit why you're so sad.
It is, like, on the oh shit meter, it is the difference between, like, not being able to find your keys and, like, seeing spiders crawling in your colostomy bag.
Absolutely.
Like, yes. That is the...
It is like, oh.
Like, if this stuff happened with... this Harson stuff happened with Bruce Pearl, which it kind of
did. We wouldn't have even... No, it did. we wouldn't have even known about it.
I'd been like, ah, well, you know, those knuckleheads.
Wouldn't have... Alabama has had, I don't know, in my lifetime, how many basketball coaches? There's several I don't even know about. So, I guarantee you there's four or five. Wimp.
Let's see if I can do this. Sanderson, Hobbs, Godfrey. Mm-hmm. Avery? The guy from VMI. Anthony Grant.
Anthony Grant. And Hall & Oates.
So if we had, has Alabama had five basketball coaches since the 70s?
Now that I think about it, maybe the basketball program has been more stable than the football program. Well, what was the second guy's name? Third guy's name you said?
Godfrey.
Yeah. Godfrey was there too. Like, he was there for so long that it just, whatever. But yeah, this is only a pain-o-meter. Like, it has nothing to do with anything. People are going to forget it immediately in mass, and then those poor people who are hardcores, who do care. I'm not saying that there are not people there who absolutely care. They're going to be double hurt by the fact that they are sad, and then people on the internet will say, why are you so sad? It's just basketball.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's, which, I mean, is honestly... I was pretty devastated when Alabama lost to... Actually, no, I wasn't. When Alabama lost to UConn in the Elite Eight 20 years ago, I was like,
beans. It's always... It is... I really wish we could have got further because, man, wouldn't that be funny? That's always what it is. Wouldn't it be funny if Alabama won at basketball?
It'd be hilarious. Never, let's do it.
Yeah, it's a fun... I remember... I think it was... I don't know. I'm not going to pretend I know what year it is. But Alabama, it might be the UConn game. That was, what was the big, they had a very good player.
Emeka Okafor.
Emeka Okafor, absolutely. I was eating catfish.
At the catfish cabin?
Somewhere in Decatur, Alabama. I was eating a catfish plate.
With Ronaldo McLean.
I think it was the Syracuse game that led to the UConn game, so the Sweet 16 game. Eating catfish, Alabama's beating the shit out of Syracuse. They're hitting threes all over that zone. Yeah, it was great. You know what I remember more than the victory is the catfish. The catfish was wonderful. The basketball was sure. Swell. We'll do it again.
I mean, it's really something. It's easy to forget that Alabama might be the second all-time winningest team in SEC basketball.
I think they are. It makes no sense. It makes zero sense. But then there are the other programs are dog shit most of the time.
It is.
Ever so often, one of them will crop up. South Carolina had a little run. Arkansas, obviously, in the 90s had a great run.
Sure.
Florida. I don't know that Georgia's ever been very good.
Florida won
there
too.
Tennessee had a little run when Bruce Pearl was there.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt, there was a time where Vanderbilt was consistently a tournament team that made noise and did stuff.
They got Scottie Pippen's son.
They do. I wonder, is he as cantankerous as his old man is now? but yeah, like it's just, it's, and then Kentucky's falling back to the pack. That's what I hate.
Yeah, it's really weird. But, you know, they've had a bad couple weeks. They can bounce back.
Florida, I have to say Florida. Everybody will accuse me of being stupid. But yeah. Florida did win back-to-back national championships.
Oh, Billy D. Non-basketball stuff. Tom Brady's coming back in the shock of all shocks.
Tom Brady stole Selection Sunday like only Tom Brady can. Here's what I'm trying to figure out. What caused this?
I think he tried to help his son. His son wouldn't give him a kiss.
So
he was trying to help with his homework and his son wouldn't kiss
him. That has been a fun narrative that people have. He was at home for a month with his kids. He's like, nope, this ain't for me. But this is the off season. This is the time he spent at home.
Well, I think
for the last 20 years.
I think you have to. It's really now or never because the draft 6 weeks away. You got to give your team enough time.
Well, yes, I'll say this about Tom Brady. Good on him, because you know who wouldn't have done this? That piece of shit Aaron Rodgers. But no, like, good on... I tend to believe the Uber conspiracy, because that's where I like to live.
Ooh, what's
out
that?
There on the fringes, in the tin hat. So, before he announced that he was coming back yesterday, the news was coming out of the... listen, guys, hold on. Hunker down. Don't be scared. This is your friend Hankins talking to you. I'm going to say a dirty word. I'm going to say a dirty word that's going to scare y'all. But that's not the point of this, okay? Is everybody okay? Settle down. Tom Brady went to Manchester, England to watch a soccer match.
Ew!
And it was clearly picked up on the microphones that a big-time soccer player, whose name I won't trouble y'all with, was talking to Brady.
Cristiano Ronaldo?
It was Cristiano Ronaldo. and he said to Brady, like, "You good, man? You're done, right?" And they did not pick up what Tom's response was, but it was clearly not, "Yeah, bud, I'm out." Like, he said some other things. So, the conspiracy here is, Manchester United is owned by the same group that owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Conspiracy theory says Tom went over there to negotiate a buyout.
Whoa.
So he could go home and play in San Francisco.
God damn it.
And the Buccaneers were like, so maybe they said yes, maybe they said no, but Bruce Arians said, not a chance in shit. If he's playing anywhere next year, it's going to be Tampa Bay, or the price for the trade is 5 first-round picks.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was wondering, because, you know, before he announced his unretirement, that, you know, everybody's saying, well, you know, Brady really wants to, you know, play for the 49ers. He wants to end his career in San Francisco. I'm like, I don't understand how that works, because they're not going to trade him. He still has 1 year left on his contract. And so I guess there it is. We're stuck with Trey Lance.
For a year, until Tom's a free agent next year.
And he's 47.
Who gives a shit?
Think of that. He'll be 47.
I think he's just 43 now, right?
I think he's 45 right now.
No, he was going to play till 45, he said. And then he backed out early, and I was like, well, why not just finish your contract and get to 45? So maybe he's 44 now, but like, yeah.
He turns 45 on August 3rd.
Okay, so he's, okay. But yeah. He can play. He hadn't had an ice cream in 23 years.
He can do it.
He can do it. I mean, my God, 47-year-old Tom Brady's better than Jimmy Garoppolo, and you got a Super Bowl with that bum.
We went to a Super Bowl.
You did. You got there. Almost got there twice.
Oh, my God.
With that bum. Skiddly bum. So, oh, touchdown, Tom. Just dominating. Dominating the headlines as you, he sees Aaron Rodgers get that parade that he guys have not on my watch, pal.
Mm-mm.
Tampa Tom's coming to get him some of this.
I think we've...
he grapes him!
I think we've gotten to all that we possibly can about basketball.
I saw the Hawks play the other night. That was fun.
Well, that's, yeah, good for you. How did that go?
It was an exciting time. I'll tell a quick anecdote.
Was Pat Riley there?
I don't know why Pat Riley would have been there.
Oh, he coached the Heat, not the Falcon, not the Hawks.
It was Hawks versus Bulls. A friend of mine had free tickets, and he's a big Bulls fan, and so we get there in the really good seats. We're very excited. On the way in, we're walking side by side. I'm talking to him. Next thing I look up, he's gone. He's talking to one of the staff members. Now, I know him to have worked with some of those people, so I think, oh, he's just found a friend that he knows. So I slide over, see what's going on. He's holding a ticket in his hand, like a raffle ticket, and they hand me one and say, hey, take this ticket over there and put some snacks in this Crown Royal bag for the troops. Write a nice message to the troops. And once you do that, you can come over here. We'll give you some free Crown Royal. I said, well, hot damn shit. Let's go. USA. Here's some fun sundries for you guys in the field.
I love the troops.
I don't know where they're going. Fort Bragg, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. They're getting some Crown Royal bags full of.
How many Crown Royal bags were there?
Oh, hundreds. Hundreds. You just grab a couple snacks. Can I take some of these snacks for myself? No, they're for the troops. No problem. Here you go. So, do that. We get sat. Watching the game, having a good time. A lot of Bulls fans in the arena. And I look to my right, and there are two Chicago Bulls fans. And they look, how can I say this without being mean? They are people who will fight you.
Sure.
Period, point blank. The gentleman of the group got some neck and face tattoos, got some piercings going on. Just looks like a dude who you don't start no guff with.
He's a man of the cloth is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Very clearly a man of the cloth.
You know, and you know me. I can be loud and obnoxious at times. So I'm minding my P's and my Q's because, like, I don't want to fight this dude. And he looks like a dude that won't ask you if you want to fight. He'll just start the fight.
And you're with your kid.
So I'm with my pal. I'm with one of my wrestling guys. So if it goes down, we got a good chance. But there's no reason for this.
Right.
I'm at a Hawks game. I don't care. So we're just laughing and cutting up. And his lady is a shit talker. Mm-hmm. She is talking cash money shit about these Atlanta Hawks all night long, and I am laughing my tuchus off because she's good at it. Mm-hmm. Here's where the story gets interesting. They get up, go to get concessions at halftime, and they come back with her a standard stadium basket of chicken wings. Him with a box that is shaped like a guitar full of nachos.
Now, how are these prices?
They are stadium prices.
Okay. So the Hawks aren't as generous as the Falcons.
They are not nearly as generous as Uncle Arthur's Mercedes Cathedral.
Okay.
So I looked down and I said, hey, why are we selling a box shaped like a guitar here in Atlanta? We're not.
You're the music city, you know?
Like, there's no guitar sponsor here.
Guitar Land.
Think for the life of me.
Official land of the Atlanta Hawks.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. I go to a lot of live sporting events, mm-hmm. but typically, they all take place in Mercedes-Benz Stadium or Kennesaw, whatever. It's usually soccer. But at any rate, I look down, and both the gentleman and the lady have on plastic gloves to eat their meals.
Okay.
And so I think to myself, what a wonderful concept.
What a wonderful world, I thought. I was kidding.
You're at the ball game. You're eating finger foods. Mm-hmm. You know good and well that you're going to get nasty. So the stadium is just giving you gloves.
Yeah.
And then I recall,
especially if you're eating nachos.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm not. Yeah. And then I thought about, wait a minute, I went to the concession stand earlier. I don't recall seeing a single glove offered anywhere.
Oh, no complimentary gloves for you.
I looked around. I didn't see another person with gloves on.
Think they brought those gloves from home?
To myself,
what a wonderful
did
world.
These two enterprising jokers know they were going to the ball game? Know they were going to get elbows deep in some ball game fare, and they brought their own gloves with which to eat and not get nasty. I said, what a gentleman and lady. Now later I said, Brian, that hard ass dude that was sitting beside you. Yeah. I said, did he say a word all night? And Brian goes, no, he didn't say a word. She asked him if the nachos were good, and he just went, mm-hmm. She's talking all that shit. I never heard this man's voice. Never heard it once.
It reminds me of the time when I went to a hibachi type, you know, Japanese cook it in front of your restaurant. And a couple next to me brought their own Mio, ordered water, and squeezed Mio into their water. It's a little tacky, but...
And welcome to the new podcast we called Restaurant Hacks. Hack the menu here with Matt and Sean.
Oh, my God.
Get ready for the hack attack of the week.
You know, At least I do. You know, behind the scenes, you know, we have a running joke that I'm an Alabama or an Auburn basketball fan, and
he loves them.
Regardless of that hilarious joke that we all play into, you know, as an Alabama fan, I sincerely do wish the best for the Auburn basketball team in this tournament.
And I sincerely wish that the 15th seed Jacksonville State Gamecocks?
Jacksonville States.
I wish that the Jacksonville States beat them at the buzzer, and I hope Lawrence Fishback fouls out.
This has been Throw the Flag on 256 Today.